All right. Well, I was hesitant to share the scripture, but after what Patrick just said, I think it is apropos. On Benjamin's assignment on convergence, which is actually was quite good, he shares this verse, and you say, "What?" Then you're going to say, "What does this verse have to do with convergence?" Well, in Israel at the time, in the book of Judges, at the end of the book of Judges, it says, "Everybody did what was right in their own eyes." Whew, that's a scary thought, isn't it? And there's one guy in Judges, name was Samson, and you know, everybody's heard the guy. I think we actually have a cartoon version in our heads, or, you know, a third grade Sunday school picture of Samson. I tend to think that's what we have in our heads, because if you grew up in Sunday school, that's kind of where you heard the story of Samson, or, you know, you've seen something about him. But we kind of, I think we have a cartoonish idea of who he was. And he had long hair, and his hair got cut. He lost his strength. Well, you know, there was convergence going on in Israel at the time. The Philistines are coming after them. The people are chasing other gods. They're leaving. They're not, you know, they got idols and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And then in Judges 16:20, the story of Samson and Delilah, and she keeps hounding him and asking him, because he's making not some very good choices in his life. He's making some poor choices. And as things converge around Samson, Delilah says this in Judges 16:20. This is the scripture Benjamin shared. He said, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." And he was a pretty arrogant guy. And in his arrogance, and, you know, we all can tend to be pretty darned arrogant. I find the Lord wakes me up every time I'm getting a little arrogant, and teaches me a few things. But "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He woke from his sleep and thought, "I'll go out as before and shake myself free." It's like, "Ah, you foolish people, you can't do anything to me." But it says this at the end of the scripture, and it just stuck with me when I read it this time. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Whew! All I can say is, whew, that's a scripture. But, you know, there's an option. There's an option in our lives as Christians. Thank God we have options. We can lay our arrogance aside. We can lay our "I got it from here" aside, because isn't that what Samson's attitude was? "I got it from here." You know, and we choose to not do assignments and different things. The opportunities we have, the opportunity we have to continue, the opportunity everybody on this phone has had for a second chance. And Joshua, he says this. He's telling the people, you know, "You guys have been serving other gods. Leave these gods aside. What are you going to do?" He says, you know, "Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt." Thank God he saved us out of the world. He saved us out of Egypt. He saved us from the world. "And serve the Lord," he says. He said, "And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord," you know, in other words, if you're thinking, it's evil to serve God, well, you know, that's obviously a crazy thought. But he says then, Joshua says this, "Choose this day whom you will serve." Are you going to serve the gods of your fathers? So are you going to follow after the world? Who doesn't, you know, follow after people who don't even, you know, they pronounce Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiasticals. The gods who your father served beyond the river, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. And it seems like today we dwell in the land of the Amorites. But Joshua says this, and this is what we can do every day. And we can't do it on our own, guys. We just have to fall on our face and say, "Lord, I can't do this, but I'm gonna walk in it, and I'm gonna do my darndest." But Joshua says, "But for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord." You know, and the only way we're gonna do it is chapter 21, prayer, getting ourselves in alignment every day, getting ourselves realigned when we have opportunities to get realigned, getting realigned, making every moment by moment, making those small adjustments that we need to do. Because when we don't make the small adjustments, suddenly we have to make a huge adjustment. Anyway, let's continue. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you. Again, it just has been sticking with me lately. Thank you for the opportunity to continue. We have no idea what the rest of this day is going to bring. We make our plans, and we truly have to say from our hearts, if the Lord wills, I'm going to keep moving forward. If God allows, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And if God gives me another week, I'm going to get some things done. And so that's why we have prayer. That's why we have the opportunity to be together. That's why we have the opportunity gathered from many corners across this country, the United States of America. We come gathered together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in your blessed and wonderful name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. All right. Well, you know, I really love what Patrick said at the end. What I want's not the gig. What I need, that's what it's all about. What do I need? What do I need? And then it becomes, sometimes we want to, I know for myself, I'll speak for myself because I know you can relate to it. I like to turn what I want and say, well, if I just twist it a little bit and make what I want what I really need, then God's got to give it to me, right? No, it's accepting what God gives us is what we need and what we need to deal with, what we have to work through, what we have to learn, which is the hard stuff. There's so much that comes with that when we're really willing to say, you know, Lord, what do I need today? Give me the strength that I need today. Give me the purpose I need today. You know, to be purposeful with everything we do. You know, because we can certainly turn the gig around and say, you know, we want a new truck. And maybe we need a new truck. It may be possible you need a new truck. But you know what? You need a new truck. The Lord will take care of that. That's easy. That's so easy for him. You know, it's not even funny. Anyway, so as we go into our day, we get into work, let's just really consider that. And just, I go back to Joshua this morning. I shared, you know, Joshua just said, he goes, you know, we think somehow the kookiness around us just started, you know, like, it, you know, people just started doing crazy stuff, you know, in the last 8 years or some corner thing with woke or whatever this, or, you know, 87 different genders or whatever, you know, there's, I can't even keep up with it, quite frankly. And we think that stuff just, you know, just happened yesterday. And yet, when you know, what does Joshua say? You know, what God, who are you serving? Who are you praying to? People, what are you doing? You know, that's what Joshua said. And Joshua just said plainly, for me, my house, here's what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord, Yahweh. And we can say, in the name, that's why we pray. We don't just say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's a fun, it's a nice little thing to put on our prayers. And we heard somebody else say it. So I guess that's how I need to say it. No, because we're praying to our God and Father in heaven in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're saying, I want to be aligned with Jesus Christ. And when we say, I want to be aligned with Jesus Christ, all of a sudden it has nothing to do with what I want anymore. Anyway, let's pray. We can thank the Lord for this day. Lord God in heaven, we thank you for the so many gifts and blessings that you've given to each and every one of us that's on this phone this morning. So many gifts, so many blessings. People, all of us who have been in so much trouble, and yet somehow our quality of life never really changed. And we can look back and say, how is that possible? It's only possible through you. It's only possible by your grace, by your mercy, and by the goodness and kindness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Lord, may we just be those who are constantly coming back. What is it that you need us to be devout today. What is it that we need for today? What is the strength I need as I face the wiles of the devil are all around me? What do I need? The strength to serve you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We pray for everybody. You know, different time zones, different times of the day, different things we still got to do today. Lord, may we be about your business. We pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.